A Jewish journal article. Passing over melted snow. What is not passed on now is lost, and it is not enough to borrow the past, for it must be embossed in order to have a true tomorrow. That's why Jews choose to celebrate at winter's end, first nights of Passover, our past to which we must relate, passed on to all, and not passed over, by wise ones or the ones who are wicked, and not just foolish offspring, even ones who do not own a ticket, not asking. What's this web we're weaving? Not understanding just how vital is asking about long ago, on Passover, despite its title, not passing over melted snow. In, Past Imperfect, WSJ, March 19, 21, Liesl Schillinger, reviewing, The Art of Losing, by Alice Zettiner, a book about the exploration of the past of her ancestral home, writes, What is not passed on is lost, that's all there is to it. This reminds me not only of the French poet François Villon's Snows of Yesteryear, but of the harrow set that causes the bitterness of Maror to melt in our mouths. It also reminds me of the third cardinal rule that Menachem Begin said he had learned while growing up in Brisk, one recalled by Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik in a Tikva lecture on March 22, 21. Happy is the man who is able to bear the yoke of his childhood. Gershon Hepner, heir of Pesach, 5781. Gershon Hepner is a poet who has written over 25,000 poems on subjects ranging from music to literature, politics to Torah. He grew up in England and moved to Los Angeles in 1976. Using his varied interests and experiences, he has authored dozens of papers in medical and academic journals, and authored Legal Friction, Law, Narrative, and Identity Politics in Biblical Israel. He can be reached at email protected.